Chapter 12. And now not even 1% of what Jesus taught the people can be written in this book. But the plates of Nephi contain most of what he taught the people. I've written these few things he taught the people, intending for them to be brought back to this people from the Gentiles, as Jesus has explained. After they get this, first to test their faith, if they believe this record, then greater things will be added to them. If they refuse to believe this record, then the greater things will be withheld from them to their condemnation. I was about to write everything that was engraved on the plates of Nephi, but the Lord forbids it, saying, "I'll test the faith of my people." Therefore, I'm writing only the things I've been commanded to write by the Lord. Now I will finish this by adding what I've been commanded to write. Therefore, I want you to know the Lord truly taught the people for 3 days. After that, he showed himself to them frequently, breaking bread with them, blessing it, and giving it to them. He taught their children and ministered to them, as mentioned previously, and he inspired their tongues. They said great and astonishing things to their parents, including greater things than he had revealed to the people. And he inspired their tongues so they could speak. He ascended into heaven to the Father a second time following his visit with them, during which he healed their sick and crippled, opened the eyes of the blind, unstopped the ears of the deaf, and performed many cures for them, including raising a man from the dead, displaying his power to them before ascending again to the Father. The next day, many people assembled. And they both saw and heard the children, including very young children, who opened their mouths and said astonishing things. What they said was forbidden for anyone to write. And Jesus' disciples began from then on to baptize and teach anyone who came to them. Those who were baptized in the name of Jesus were filled with the Holy Ghost. Many of them saw and heard unspeakable things that aren't lawful to be written. They taught and ministered to each other, and they had all things common among them, everyone dealing fairly with each other. And they did everything just as Jesus had commanded them. Those who were baptized in the name of Jesus were called the Congregation of Christ. As the disciples of Jesus were traveling and preaching the things they had both heard and seen, and were baptizing in Jesus' name, the disciples had gathered and were united in powerful prayer and fasting. Jesus showed himself to them again, since they were praying to the Father in his name. Jesus came and stood among them, asking them, "What would you like me to give you?" They answered him, "Lord, we would like you to tell us the name we should give this congregation, because the people are arguing about this." The Lord answered them, "In truth, I tell you, why are the people complaining and arguing about this? Haven't they read the scripture that says, 'You must take upon yourself the name of Christ, which is my name? For this is the name you'll be called by on the last day. Whoever takes upon them my name and continues faithful to the end will be saved on the last day. Therefore, whatever you do, you must do in my name. Therefore, you must give the congregation my name. You must call on the Father in my name, so he will bless the congregation because of me. How can it be my congregation unless it's given my name? If a congregation is given Moses' name, then it's Moses' congregation. Or if it's given the name of a man, then it's the congregation of a man. But if it's given my name, then it's my congregation, if they're actually built on my gospel. Truly I tell you that you're built on my gospel. Therefore, you must do everything you do in my name. Therefore, if you call on the Father on behalf of the congregation, the Father will hear you if you do it in my name. If the congregation is built on my gospel, then the Father will display his own works in it. But if it's not built on my gospel, and is built on the works that men do, or on the works that the accuser does, truly I tell you, Their works will bring them joy for a time, but soon the end will come, and they'll be cut down and thrown into the fire from where there's no return. Their works will follow them, since it's because of their works they'll be cut down. Therefore, remember what I've told you. I've given you my gospel. This is the gospel I've given to you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me so I could be lifted up on the cross. And after I've been lifted up on the cross, I can bring all people to me, so that as I've been lifted up by people, likewise people will be lifted up by the Father to stand before me to be judged according to their works, whether they were good or whether they were evil. This is why I've been lifted up. Therefore, according to the Father's power, I will draw everyone to me, so they can be judged according to their works. Those who repent and are baptized in my name will be fully rewarded. If they continue faithful to the end, I'll hold them guiltless in the presence of my Father when I stand to judge the world. Those who don't continue faithful to the end, they're the ones who will also be cut down and thrown into the fire from which they can't return again because of the Father's justice. This is the message he's given to mankind. This is why he acts consistent with the message he's given. He doesn't lie, but fulfills all his words. No unclean thing can enter his kingdom. Therefore, no one enters his rest except those who have washed their clothes in my blood because of their faith and repentance of all their sins and their faithfulness to the end. Now this is the commandment. Repent, everyone throughout the earth, and come to me and be baptized in my name, so you can be sanctified by receiving the Holy Ghost, so you can stand spotless in my presence on the last day. Therefore, I tell you, this is my gospel. You know what you must do in my congregation. You must do the works that you've seen me do, because what you've seen me do is precisely what you must also do. Therefore, if you do these things, you are blessed, since you'll be lifted up on the last day.